Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, cephasradio.com. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry Incorporated, a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. We are what our group calls watchmen. God always had watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. Today, the final apostasy has become a reality. Spiritual darkness has set in. It is far worse than we ever imagined. Since 2012, watchmen are under attack. The administration tells us that we have to change and give up our faith. Pope Francis is offering an alternative in doing away with Catholicism. He gave it a new name, the New World Church. Preachers are silent about the change. Their congregations were joined to the World Council of Churches or similar organizations created by the Vatican to gather up all peoples of the world. Pope Francis admits that he is changing the church, all faith, all people of different sexual orientations, various types of marriages, and atheists are to become one big happy family. He says that all people will go to heaven. It doesn't take Jesus to go to heaven. There is no hell. The latest statement from the Pope was about atonement. He said that global warming is a sin. By recycling and carpooling, one can receive atonement from sin. All present events point to the fulfillment of Scripture. It reveals that Satan will overcome the church. Our new president-elect got elected by his personal communications that he is going to create U.S. exit from the global union. I never had a future president email me a personal letter. I was impressed, to say the least. Tweets, social media, Christian research on the internet, many rallies throughout the U.S. were the tools he used to get it done. His stamina and work ethic was admirable for a man 70 years old. Don't think that he's going to isolate the U.S. from the world. He knew what we wanted to hear. Most ISIS events were staged to set us up for the election. The reason there's no turning back, too many sacrifices called redistribution of wealth to foreign countries, in one form or another, were made to the global community for many years. It is prophesied in the Bible that the world will become global in spite of God's warning not to. Bible prophecy calls for a world divided into 10 regions to accommodate 10 kings who will be rewarded by Satan for a job well done. 3.5 years into the tribulation. Although Israelis and the leaders of the world community were not in favor of a Trump administration, and Trump did not push much emphasis on dealing with the peace process in Israel, after the election, things changed radically. Netanyahu was invited immediately to talk about the future of Israel. Donald seems to have long-standing roots with Israel. Even the stock market is as jubilant as Christians that Donald Trump won. That leads us to who Donald Trump really represents. Vanity is one of God's greatest grievances. No need to mention how Donald stands on that subject. He claimed that he never had a drink, nor smoked, nor gambled, or even disdained caffeine. I found that he grew up under the teachings of the First Presbyterian Church in Queens, New York. In his travels, he met Dr. Robert Schuller, who became famous for teaching the power of positive thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Peale was known as a Freemason. In 1960, Peale joined a group of 150 Protestants, which included Billy Graham, another 33-degree Mason. Peale promised his readers constant energy, so-called vital force, if they believed in themselves. Who is God of forces? One of our God's names is love. The Holy Spirit is gentle with a still small voice. Now you know why Donald called out Jeb Bush to be low energy. The power of positive thinkers do not rely on the Holy Spirit. To them, Christianity is a religion of losers. To the weak and humble, it offers a stripped and humiliated Lord. To those without reason for optimism, it holds up the cross as a sign of hope. To anyone who does not win at life, it promises that whoever loses his life for Christ's sake shall find it. Simpson comic strips foretold many events that became reality in the year 2000. They published a character who looked just like Donald to the extreme, coming down an escalator just like Donald, and other clues that one couldn't miss the message. I received that information right after the election. It was not a good sign. It meant that winning at Trump's presidency was planned. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." Time's up. To be continued next week, the same time and station. Tell your friends about us. You're invited to our free, monthly, very comprehensive newsletter, which includes Israel, at www.go-cephas.com, C-E-P-H-A-S, www.go-cephas.com, and be good time to visit final-call.us, final-call.us. God bless you and your family and friends. Until next time, thanks for listening. Shalom, Rita Williams.